everyone knows that living on a farm is not a life full of glamour. It's full of long, hard, hot summer days working in chicken houses and bitter cold winter mornings putting out hay for cows. But what's even more difficult is knowing that you got to come home to three crazy siblings living in the same house. So needless to say, for this young woman, we know how to keep her where she is. She has no problem letting 55,000 others know who we are and where to find us on a map. From showing cows in high school to speaking in public throughout FFA, Abby has enriched the lives of thousands around her. She has inspired us to approach life with clear eyes and a full heart.
It is a pleasure to introduce to you
our sister
and your Southern Region Vice President, Abby Gretch.
Enjoy the journey. My parents always told me this no matter what I was doing. Playing a ball game, I knew I was going to lose. Walking into the show ring with absolutely no experience. Or the time that we decided to go kayaking way down yonder on the Itchituckney River. Now, I promise, this is a real place. Some of my Florida friends know exactly what I'm talking about. We decided to go with a big group of people, and my dad and I had a double kayak. As we pushed off the banks and headed into the springs, I was pedaling as fast as I could. Meanwhile, Dad is in the back, in no hurry, giving the occasional push every now and then. Needless to say, we were getting nowhere. Dad, come on. We gotta stay with the group. Dad, being his typical philosophical self, said, "Don't worry, Abby. Just enjoy the journey." I just kept paddling, trying to hurry us along. Eventually, Dad slapped the paddle in the water and said, "Abby, you're missing out on all the beauty that's all around us by trying to hurry and finish." I did what any daughter would do at this point. Thankfully, Dad ignored my outburst, and we just kept floating. After a few minutes of forced relaxation, I began to notice a few things that I hadn't before. Moss hanging perfectly from the trees, a few turtles just chilling on a tree stump, and there they were, manatees swimming directly underneath us. Now, for those of you who don't know what a manatee is, it's basically the equivalent of a sloth in the water. They don't do much, but you just gotta love them. All I was focused on from the start was getting to the end. All I could see was a race to the finish line. Too often, we don't view life as a journey. Instead, we view it as a race. We're rushing towards some goal or bitter from what life has thrown at us thus far. And the whole time, we're missing out on all the joy along the way. Our journey begins by starting where we're planted, choosing to just go, and deciding to be present in every moment. During the same age of my life, you could find me at the ballpark. Well, now came time for my first Little League practice with my new softball team. The days of practicing with my brothers had finally ended, and this was my time. Warm-up stretches, lap around the fence, fielding some grounders were the first things on the docket. But now came time for pop-ups. Took my stance. Immediately, I sprinted forward in. There goes the ball, way over my head. So, of course, this left me chasing after the softball. Pop up, 1, Abby, 0. I make my way to the back of the line to try again. Second round. Immediately, I sprinted forward, tripped over my shoelaces. Again, left me running after the softball. This time, Coach yells from the infield, "Abby, stay planted and wait for my signal." You think I would have gotten that after the first two times? But third time's a charm, right? So I took my stance to try again. Okay, I see the ball. I found it. Waiting for Coach. All right, Abby, get after it. Running towards the ball. This was like that perfect play moment. Gretchen, the outfield, lines herself up in perfect position. Looks like this is going to be the last out of the sixth inning, folks. Oh, wait. What's that? Rookie mistake. Looked like she tipped the ball right off her glove and seems to be rolling around on the ground as if she's in pain or something. Yep, the ball hit me directly in the ankle. Coach, paying no attention whether I could still walk or not, says, "That's better. You see how it's all about where you start?" No! Whether I learned to field a pop-up or not that day is still a mystery. But my dad, who was the coach, ended up having a pretty good point. After practice, I realized that fielding pop-ups is all about starting where you're planted. I had to find out where I was first. Locating the ball and then running after it would come but a few seconds later. You can't just take off towards a pop-up without first assessing where it's going. And the same is true for us on our journeys. You can't just start your journey without planting yourself first. So what does it mean to plant yourself? Simply put, this is knowing the inner core of who we are. When we know who we are, it allows us to know which journey to take, gives us a base for when the road forks, and offers us the freedom to be uniquely ourselves. So who are you? What makes you tick? What gets you passionate? What wakes you up in the morning and helps you sleep at night? What are those core values that you believe in? What are the desires of your heart? What greater purpose are you being drawn to? And why do you believe in these answers? Once we can answer these questions, we'll know exactly where we are planted. And when we know where we're planted, it allows us to just go. During that same age of my life, you can find me not only chasing pop-ups and grounders around the ballpark, but chasing my brothers in a good old-fashioned game of hide-and-go-seek in the dark. Now, this is a great game. Who cares if you fall in a hole, run into a tree, smash your foot on an old stump, get chased by coyotes, or die? This game means war! While at the Sheely family's house, my brother and I, alongside of four Sheely's boys, decided that we would play hide-and-go-seek in the dark. They thought it would be real funny if I were the first to count. So here sat this 10-year-old, counting on the front porch swing. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. Focus, Abby. 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi. What number was I supposed to count to again? Oh yeah, 10. Ready or not, here I come. Running down the front porch steps and basically leaped into the darkness. Now, the key to this game is listening. So I got real quiet and listened for a moment. That's it! I heard it! I heard someone! Running to the edge of the woods, my eyes still not yet adjusted to the darkness. Running, and ready or not, here I come, straight into the Chevy Silverado sitting in the driveway. Yep, I ran into a truck. This game was no longer as fun as I made it out to be. I had no clue if I would ever find those boys. But it's not hide, wait a little while, strategize for an hour, complain about how I had to count, then go seek. It's hide and go seek. Ready or not, I'm coming. The same is true for us. Just like hide and go seek, we can't find who we're looking for until we go and seek them. And the same is true for us on our journeys. We can't start our journeys until we decide to go. So what journey are you seeking? Maybe it's to make your school's rodeo team. Receive a full-ride academic scholarship to your dream college. Or simply checking off that bucket list item that's been on your list for years. Whatever your journey is, every single person in this room has one. And it's different for everyone. No matter your journey, it's time to quit hiding and start seeking. Our journey doesn't start by hiding behind our fears. If you're scared, I've been there. It's okay to be scared, but we shouldn't let fear control us. And our journey certainly doesn't start by staying where we are. Our journey begins when we choose to just go. So what are your reservations at this very moment? What's keeping you from starting? Is it fear? Is it waiting until you're ready? Plot twist, you'll never be more ready than you are right now. 10 to 1, 1 to 10, the countdown is over, folks. It's time to just go. When we decide to go, it can take us to some pretty cool places. Much like a lot of the places that I've been blessed to travel to this year. Places like Montana, Texas, Wisconsin, and Kentucky. But there's one place that sticks out in my mind, and that's Wyoming's FFA camp. Each day of camp has different workshops and activities, and on the second to last day of camp, we were going to climb Candy Mountain. The day of the climb had finally arrived, and on the way up the mountain, I was feeling a little out of breath. Most likely to do with the altitude, and nothing to do with the fact that I was out of shape. As a big gap between the trees had opened up, I took a seat. Some of the campers shouted, "Just wait till we get to the top," and kept walking. Overachievers. Finally, a girl named Caitlin took a seat next to me. As we began talking, some of the campers just kept moving up the mountain. Soon enough, there was no one in sight. I was doing just fine until I realized that neither Caitlin nor I knew where we were going. On the outside, I'm good. We've got this. No biggie. On the inside, red alert, red alert, panic button, engage. Keep it together, Abby, heart of a warrior. Meanwhile, Caitlin is just calmly talking about her family. As we began talking more, I began to grow more weary, and the moments seemed to pass and felt like they turned into hours. But then I saw it. A bright orange shirt just a few yards in front of us. We were so close to catching up with the group. One last obstacle, and we were there. So with every ounce of our energy, we pushed over this last boulder. And there it was, the top of the mountain, with a view that is too gorgeous to explain. Just take a look. Caitlin and I did it. This was the climb to the top of Mount Everest flag on top of the mountain. Ain't nobody can touch us moment. But as soon as that moment came, it had ended. We had to make our way back towards camp. And as we touched down at camp, Caitlin pulled me aside, and we began talking about our crazy climb up the mountain. Then she told me something that I hope I never forget. She said, "My grandmother always told me that when things don't go right, put 50 cents on left." And she reached out of her pocket and handed me 2 quarters. She said, "I've kept these quarters in my left jacket pocket since I started FFA. I want you to have them." Whoa now, wait a second. Was she really giving me this? As she began to explain why she was giving me these quarters, she said it was because that I decided to be present with her on the climb of the mountain. In all honesty, I'm not sure if I would have even gotten to know Caitlin if she hadn't decided to sit and be present with me first. But I will forever be grateful that she did. My climb up the mountain would have looked a lot different if Caitlin hadn't been in it. Take Caitlin out of the story, and what would the story be? Girl, out of shape, decides to climb a mountain, gets lost, eventually makes her way to the top, sees pretty view, and goes home. There wouldn't be much of a story. When we decide to be present, like Caitlin, our journeys come to life. Suddenly there are sights, sounds, adventures behind every bend, and stories that wouldn't have normally happened if we were just so focused on our own achievements. How would your journey change if you decided to be present? Start being present now. Listen to your friend through the pain of their parents' divorce. Help your elderly neighbor cut his grass just so he doesn't have to. Be active in a conversation when you would normally sit back and hide away. Being present isn't always easy. It means giving your time, attention, and efforts even when no one appreciates them. But when we decide to be present, our journeys become an adventure. You know, life is full of journeys. But I honestly believe that there is one journey that is far greater than all of the rest. For me, I thought I had this all figured out. The ultimate journey was to achieve success. The typical American dream, farm kid from Georgia works desperately to one day do what she loves, makes good money, has a family, eventually settles down. In order to do this, I knew I had to follow all the rules. Make good grades, never say a curse word, never party, climb the ladder of success, be successful, hide my true feelings, seek other people's approval, and just be an all-around good person. I thought that once I was a good enough person, I would be successful, I would be happy, I would feel accepted, and the ultimate journey would be complete. However, after working my tail off to do all of these things, I still felt empty. All my good works were not working for me. I was wrong about what I thought the ultimate journey was. The ultimate journey was something that my mom had figured out, and my dad too, my high school ag teacher, and my best friend. It wasn't something that they could wish upon me. It wasn't something that I could even earn. It was something that I had to find on my own journey. It's something that we each must individually find on our journeys. When I finally found it, I felt like I was made new again. Life began to make more sense, and my journey had a purpose. It's what we find when we aren't even looking for it. It's what directs the desires of our hearts. It's what stirs up our passions to begin with. It's what makes a journey a journey. The ultimate journey has been present the entire time. It's even in the word. It's joy. Finding joy in life is the ultimate journey. True joy makes the journey. Joy gives us a reason for living, even if we have no clue what's next. Joy grants us the desires of our hearts. Joy gives us a hope for a future, a direction to take, and a feeling that is indescribable. Have you found joy on your journey yet? My desire for you is to realize that this joy you've been searching for your entire life is right there in front of you, looking for you to reach out and grab hold of it. Set out on a journey to find it. Stop chasing after what this world thinks that you want. Instead, know who you are at your innermost core and be comfortable planting yourself in that. Stop being paralyzed by fear and waiting until you're ready to start. Instead, just choose to go. Decide what to be and go be it. Be bold by taking the first step, even if we have no clue what the second step may be. Don't let this journey pass you by. Take in the sights, sounds, and people around you. Decide to be present in every moment, because this is when you'll find that joy is in the journey.
I'm just a traveler.
Your compassion for others makes you as sweet as a Georgia peach. Your love for family, bold dogs, and everything you believe in is passionate in all that you do. Our team could not have been the same without your compassion for others, your willingness to serve, your hard work, and your determination. We'll never forget the long talks, the heartfelt advice, and the listening ear. Transform, take action, love always. Sarah, Taylor, Abra, Sydney, and Nick. National FFA, your Southern Region Vice President, Abby Gretsch.